In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, after Miss California's photo debacle, what will be the next catastrophe caused by too much wind? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Angie's List, providing firsthand consumer reviews on local service like plumbers, painters, movers, and now doctors. Details at angieslist.com. CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And Lumber Liquidators, whose flooring includes pre-finished and stained solid hardwoods, bamboo, cork, and laminates. Information at lumberliquidators.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Allie Lang. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Stacey Abbott, Eric Annis, and the crew of the Listener Auditorium. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the next problem caused by a mighty wind? Paula Poundstone.
The wind will blow the pages of Joe Biden's speech off the lectern at his next elementary school appearance. He'll have to wing it, and his words will be the first shot across the bow in our war with Canada.
Roxanne Roberts.
While supervising a photo shoot in California, a wind shear will catch Donald Trump's comb-over, lift him high over the Pacific, and he will last be spotted about 100 miles south of Hawaii.
And Mo Rocca.
Stunning disclosure. It was while being briefed on waterboarding in 2002 that a door opened and a wind blew Nancy Pelosi's blouse open, distracting her from the briefing.
Well, if any of those wind-related disasters happen, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Mo Rocca, Roxanne Roberts, and Paula Poundstone. Thanks to Karen Mathis, Letty Holman, everyone at WAMU in Washington. Thanks to Stephen Knapp at George Washington University. And thanks to our fabulous audience here at George Washington Lisner Auditorium. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.